Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome to the Burnout Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Coleman, and this is the media production element behind MassCom 484 Media Foundry. Robert Milazzo challenged us to work on our own productions during this semester. These productions include Eric Wilson's narrative Within, Amina Dawson's documentary Star, and Ash Sigdell's narrative Burnout. This podcast will take a deep dive into the production of Burnout by sitting down with different people who worked on the project. This series will be a 6-episode series, each focused on a different position involved for the Burnout production. For this episode, we're sitting down with creative organizer Ryan Evans. Ryan is graduating this December with his degree in media production. Ryan created pitch decks for not just the Burnout production, but also the Within and the Star production. Ryan really excels in his visual creativity through his digital art. He has done this throughout his own designs and some of his work in visual acuteness and technical prowess VCU courses. In this episode, we talk about his process for creating digital art, being a middleman for various productions, and more about his work. I am here with Ryan, and we're going to talk about the Burnout production, but also MassCom 484 Media Foundry.
All right. I am Ryan Evans. I'm a mass communications major with a focus in media production.
All right. So where are you from originally?
I am from Fairfax, Virginia, so up north.
How did you get involved in the Burnout production?
Well, I do a lot of things in the Media Foundry class. I create the pitch decks for everything, so I guess you can say that's how I got wrapped up with Burnout.
Why don't you go a bit into, like, the other productions? So we already know about Burnout, but, like, why don't you go into, like, Eric Wilson's project and Amina's documentary?
I've been on set for Eric's production, which is called Within. I've just been, like, on set, like, just extra hands. You know, I worked with the lighting and the sound a bit. But, yeah, I've been there for about, like, two or three shoots, and it's going pretty well. They've wrapped filming and now they're in the post-production process. But with Amina's group, I haven't really touched at all since they're more of like, they're kind of a separate entity since they're a documentary, whereas Burnout and Within are more like narrative-driven films. So I haven't had too much to do with them. But yeah, you know, it's been like really great seeing like how each group progresses and how they like differ in their ways that they work, you know. Lily, the producer, like really schedules everything like precisely, so like I feel like it's a lot more organized, whereas with like Within, we just kind of met like 2 or 3 times and just got it all finished out there and like that was it, you know, whereas like I think there's still more additional shootings for Burnout. Yeah, I just know that Lily has like everything like locked down over there.
Yeah, she definitely does. She's keeping it up and everything, which is really good to have on this production especially. So like in this class, what would you say your like position is or like your job?
Well, I touched on it a bit earlier, but I'm making the pitch decks for all of the films. For those who don't know, like the pitch deck is what you show to the, I guess you'd say like producers of whoever you're trying to sell your film to. So it's almost like a presentation going over like the characters, the point of view in the camera, just like locations, just like pretty much everything to do with the film. And so I've been creating the decks for that. And then at the end of the semester, I think on December 9th, we are presenting these decks to a panel of judges along with the films. And so each of the producers for each project will be going over my pitch decks to these panel of judges.
We've seen the pitch decks and they look really good, really organized.
Yeah, it's been a real process going over all that, getting real close to the finished product.
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely like, well, I mean, I guess we're like a month and a day out, so yeah, it really is coming up pretty fast. Since you kind of like touch base on all 3 different productions and you're kind of more like I would say like creative, like you're kind of like a creative organizer, how has like working on these different productions like been inspirational to you towards your role?
It's been really great to see how like everyone works in a different way and how the outcome of their work like results in these like different projects. Like I mentioned earlier, like Burnout has kind of like a more organized approach to it. But yeah, it's just inspirational really getting to work with everyone. I love seeing like how these creatives put their mind to use.
Yeah. And there's definitely like a lot of different working parts, a lot of people with different specialities in certain departments. It's really cool to see it all come together. And when you look at your role specifically of these pitch decks and also kind of like being a helping hand on these other productions, what has been your biggest challenge personally working in this class?
Yeah, there's been a lot, but I would say the biggest challenge is I started working on these pitch decks, gosh, I don't even know, probably early October, maybe like late September. And so like the films themselves or like the ideas of like the narrative have changed a lot. And so I have to reflect that in the decks. Like I remember initially Eric's project Within was more about like a man with like mental health issues, but it's kind of evolved into a lot more. And so I have to reflect that in the decks. To bring up Eric's group again, like they had a whole bunch of ideas for their media production asset, and then I won't get into it too much, but things fell through and they've had to change what they were going to do. And so I've had to like completely restructure like entire sections of their deck to kind of reflect what they're going for now, which I'm still like is still a little bit gray. So, you know, that's like something I'm working on right now.
Yeah, it's cool to see you like, because I remember we saw the pitch deck so early on, like I'd say very early on in like pre-production. I would say like pre-production, and like it's cool now to hear that you're like adapting to the production aspect of it and still working on it, adding, refining things is very interesting at that like certain level.
I remember when we showed the decks to the class, I think that was like my very first iteration of it, like very, very rough. Yeah, we've come a long way since then. I remember those like initial decks were like 15, 16 slides, and now each one is probably around like 7 or 8. So like I've cut a lot out.
7 to 8 now, that seems a lot more like ergonomic, conveying a lot more in like less images. What is something that you enjoy about being in the city of Richmond?
You know, I really like going for walks in Richmond, going on long walks, just like observe. I love people watching, and Richmond is like perfect for that. I remember on Halloween, I stood outside, like I have a friend who lives on, I can't remember the street, but it's the Halloween parade. They live on the street over there. So I got to like people watch and stuff out there mm-hmm. as the parade was going on. That was really great. I love all that. It's like there's so many different types of people, you know, it's like really diverse, and I love that a lot.
Yeah, there's always a lot going on. Yeah, I was at the Halloween parade too. It was pretty crazy. Made me feel pretty claustrophobic with the amount of people there.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it was a good time. So when you look at your role and what you've done for this production, what like do you hope to achieve, and what skills do you think you really offer specifically?
I hope to achieve just like gaining a better understanding of this pitching process, and like kind of like honing my design skills. Really, this is one of the first times, not first, but like it's very rare that I get to show like my creative side in like schoolwork, especially with this major, because I feel like it's very like camera and audio oriented, and there's only like a few select classes that allow you to kind of work on your design and creative skill. We had a class together, what was it called, with Bison.
It was either visual acuteness or technical prowess.
Yes, those have been like my favorite classes here at VCU, and that's where you go over like you learn how to use like Adobe Illustrate and Photoshop, and yeah, I just get to use that now here, and I'm very thankful for that. I really like that. So like anything where I can just kind of like hone those kind of skills, like I am now, I'm really appreciative for.
Yeah, I remember being in those classes, and I remember trying to work in Illustrator or Photoshop, and I'd be very like, it seemed very, it was like a daunting task, and then Bazan would just be like, oh yeah, do this, do this, do this, and then you'd like slowly start to understand it better, and now it's kind of like you can use it more as a tool just to create whatever. I love working in Photoshop and Illustrator, even InDesign sometimes. You can do so much in those. And it's like those classes of media production, I feel like, aren't talked about enough, because I feel like most people think, oh, camera, oh, audio and all this stuff. But like creative arts like that on a computer can be so interesting, especially. And I remember we did a album cover design. I did my favorite band, Tagabo, their album Lucky Styles. But what did you do for that project?
Right around the time that project came out was when... Have you seen Across the Spider-Verse?
No, I have not.
Oh, well, they have a song called Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City, I think is what it's called. And I was really feeling that around that time, so I made the album cover for that. Yeah, it was really great. Love that class. Bison does this thing where, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that Adobe programs in general are, like, can appear really overwhelming. Like, when I first opened, like, Audition for the first time, there's all these buttons, so much text, like, I don't know what I'm doing. But Bison has this way of, like, simplifying it and, like, really, like, streamlining it so it's understandable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he always had a good way to, like, dumb down a tool or a technique to a way you could always understand it and just really incorporate it. If you could say anything to future media production majors about getting involved in this major, in this course, what would you want them to know?
You know, seek out what pleases you, you know, like, it's not, I thought that this major was, like, kind of strictly only, like, for those looking to do work with cameras and audio, but, like, here I've kind of, like, cut out this, my own chunk of, like, unique media production for myself, and I really, you know, if I told myself that, like, two semesters ago, I would have been like, that sounds crazy, but, like, kind of awesome. And so, yeah, I'm just kind of, like, thankful that I've been able to work on more, like, design-related aspects of this class, which I'm very appreciative for.
Yeah, I think it really is, like, just going whatever direction you want, focusing on whatever assets you want, whether it's cameras, audio, or creative art. And that's what this major, I think, really progresses at and really is, like, ahead of its time. So, do you have any plans for after graduation and where you see yourself in maybe a few years?
That's a scary question. Not really. I mean, obviously, I would love to do something with media production. You know, I really, like, I don't have many, like, things to add to my portfolio regarding, like, podcasting, but... you know, VPM is, like, opening a new location soon. They're going to be taking on a whole bunch of, like, hires. So, you know, if I could, like, wiggle my way in there and then kind of, like, figure out something I can do, like, design-related within VPM, I feel like that would be great.
I think that could be really cool. Yeah, VPM is definitely having a resurgence here in Richmond. I think they have a new building opening up or something. Yeah. And then also, lastly, about production-based questions, what is a position on production that you think is underappreciated and maybe doesn't get talked about enough on a film set?
Not to, like, toot my own horn, but I guess my position with, like, design stuff, I mean, like, it's, I've, like, reiterated this a bunch of times, but, like, going into this major, it really does feel like everything is so camera audio oriented. And then, like, figuring out that you can do design stuff is, like, breath of fresh air, being able to exercise that skill. Another one I would say is, like makeup. I like what Ellie does, with, like,
design.
Yeah, like, design and, like,
writing these questions. I was like, what? Because it's a makeup artist, but it's also, like, I didn't want to write, like, a gore artist, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. And they, she did, like, a lot of, like, set design stuff and, like, molding fruit, you know, for, like, for Burnout, you know, like, a lot of, like, interesting stuff like that. So I don't really know what you would call that, but whatever, like, kind of work Ellie is doing is very, like, underappreciated within our major. Like, we don't even, like, get taught that stuff, you know? So, like, mm-hmm. And it's important, too. Like, it's an essential part of the short film. She did it for both Burnout and Within.
Yeah.
Flying mm-hmm. gore and stuff. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just really has that creative drive, really in any production she works on, which is really cool to see. And that's what, like, you get the best products out of. Absolutely. In media production. And this will be the last one. When you're creating pitch decks for each group, are there certain details that you're trying to emphasize or capture more for certain groups?
Yeah, absolutely. So burnout's about like, let me try to like summarize it. I mean, it's about like the haziness and like the, what going through like an office life is like and how that can take a toll on you and like everything you're about. And so like I tried to reflect that in the deck by like having these really muted colors or like a lot of like blurry like visuals. Or for like within, it's about kind of like someone losing his mind. So I have a lot of like crazy shadows in there. Within also has like a lot of blood. So like my main color for that whole pitch deck is red to like represent that. So, you know, it really just depends on the project. And then you kind of have to like transfer it over into the deck, you know. Mm-hmm.
That's really cool to see that like creative design you have towards that, like specifically towards each production. That's about all I have. Well, thank you so much, Ryan. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a good one.
Thank you so much. Burnout.
Thanks for listening. The Burnout Podcast is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Network. While you're at it, go check out Bad Attitude, Common Talk, and Podline for more Revoice content. And go follow us on Instagram at Revoice Network. Thank you so much.